Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotterain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. I have a very short message that I need to bring to you today. I have gotten so much spiritual warfare in trying to do a video. This is about my fourth attempt, and every time something has happened. So I believe that the enemy is not happy about this message as I bring it, but I'm going to be obedient to the Lord and keep on trying until it comes out properly. All right, so on the March 20th, 2023, I received this message, but I received it in a different way. It wasn't while I was praying. Normally I get my messages when I am laying prostrate before the Lord and He gives me a message, or when I'm in the middle of the night, He wakes me up, or when I first wake up in the morning. I received this message when I was coming to Him with some personal concerns that I had about the directions of my life. I had come to a couple crossroads in my life. I had needed direction from the Lord, and once in a while, I will take that time to come before His presence, and I'll have a piece of paper, a pad of paper, a pen, and I will intentionally actually will write down the questions, and then I'll read it to the Lord as a prayer, and I'll wait upon Him to see if I hear in the Spirit which way He wants me to go. And I encourage you all, if you are not already doing that, it is very important, especially now, that we seek the Lord on our everyday activities, on what we are to be doing, what we're not to be doing, who are we going to be with, or should we not be with those people, or, you know, what job should I take, or what should I be doing for the Lord, how should I be serving Him. There's so many questions that every day we have, but we don't necessarily take it to the Lord in prayer. And so I encourage all of you to be doing this on a daily basis or maybe a weekly basis as the need comes up. If you've reached a crossroad in your life and you need direction, please take it to the Lord. And this is something that we have to learn to do. It's a training. We have to train ourselves to hear the voice of the Lord. It's that still small voice. And you have to exercise that to hear it, brothers and sisters. So you have to take the time and to be still before Him. So I just encourage you to do this. And for me, the Lord has always remained so faithful and true. And sometimes I don't always get an answer. And that's okay. That's okay. But a lot of times I do. And so I will get an answer eventually, but maybe not at that exact moment. So just bring it to the Lord and ask Him to show you. He can show you through speaking to your spirit. He can show you through signs around you. There's a lot of ways. He can show you through the Word. There's a lot of ways that the Lord can speak to us, and we need to be open to all of it. And the Lord does speak to me in many different ways, not just one way. All right, so I wanted to bring that to you because I felt that it was maybe was important for some of you out there to hear that. All right, now, I wanted to tell you a little bit about this message that I received. It's a short message, but I think it's a very powerful one. It was very strange getting this. I got this message after I was talking to the Lord about personal things. This is very unusual for me to get a message that's not for me during that time. Usually I get a message to bring to you all, you know, not during a personal time with the Lord. So I feel this was important. It reminds me of the fifth seal that we read about in Revelation 6 about the persecution of the martyrs, where they were crying out to God asking how long until their blood was avenged because of the wicked. And the Lord did answer them there. And He said that they would have to wait a little bit longer until the number of their fellow servants and brethren who were going to be martyred was complete. So they were crying out to the Lord. The Lord did answer them. So I believe today we are beginning to see this kind of persecution that's going to start coming. It's not quite here yet in the Western world, but we are going to see an increase in persecutions. I just did a video on that. And We are also seeing right now lawlessness all around us as we see the wicked trampling upon the very foundations of what is true, right, and holy. And many of us, many people are crying out to the Lord about this and crying out for recompense against the wicked as we see this lawlessness and evil trying to overtake the nations in the world. Now, in the short message I'm about to read to you, the Lord guarantees us once again that he hears the cries of his saints. He hears the cries of his righteous ones, those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And he will bring his justice. For when the nations, and this is the important thing that the Lord has shown me about this message, when the nations forsake justice and they forsake ruling righteously, this is when the Lord will then step in and bring his justice and vengeance. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and read this to you. Please stay to the end, because I want to read a portion of scripture that goes along hand in hand with this and even is more detailed. Here's the message I received. Pray against the wicked. That's how it started. This is what I heard. Pray against the wicked. Then I heard, pray for my judgment to come and put an end to the wickedness. And then I heard, I hear the prayers and longings of my children as they cry out for justice. And then I heard, justice will come. My arm is not too short that I cannot save or come and bring sweet revenge. For vengeance is mine, and I will execute it. Pray for justice. Do not wait. Call out to me for it, and I will hear. My judgment comes swiftly. Those who walk in evil will be swept away and will be no more, like in the days of Noah. Floods will come and fire will burn the land. My people need to pray for justice, and it will come by my hand. For the governments of the world have forsaken their God-given right to rule justly. That was the last thing I heard. I'm going to say that last sentence again. For the governments of the world have forsaken their God-given right to rule justly. All right, now I'm going to read to you Isaiah, starting at verse 1. And also, I don't remember if I already mentioned that the Lord told me to read Psalms 11. So please, after this, read Psalms 11. But I'm going to go ahead and read to you out loud Psalms 59, because it is what the Lord is talking about. Specifically, I believe this is what the Lord is trying to convey to us through that short message. Here it is. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save, nor his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. For your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so he will not hear. Brothers and sisters, if you are walking in sin, the Lord, it says here, he will not hear. We need to claim the blood of Jesus Christ over our sins. We need to confess our sins and turn from them so we will be heard by God. Back to the scripture. For your hands are defiled with blood. Now we're talking about, this is the wicked now he's talking about, okay? Your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity, your lips have spoken lies, your tongue has muttered perversity. No one calls for justice, nor does any plead for truth. They trust in empty words and speak lies. They conceive evil and bring forth iniquity. They hatch viper eggs and weave the spider's web. Who eats of their eggs dies. Let me say that again. He who eats their eggs die, and from that which is crushed, a viper breaks in. Brothers and sisters, the Lord is talking about the vipers. These are satanic serpents, basically, that have overpowered a lot of people now, and people who come into agreement with them. In other words, they eat of their eggs. They will die. They will not be with the Lord. Back to the scripture. Their webs will not become garments, nor will they cover themselves with their works. Their works are works of iniquity, and the act of violence is in their hands. Their feet run to evil, and they make haste to shed innocent blood. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity. Wasting and destruction are in their paths. The way of peace they have not known. There is no justice in their ways. They have made themselves crooked paths. Whoever takes that way shall not know peace. Therefore, justice is far from us, nor does righteousness overtake us. We look for light, but there is darkness; for brightness, but we walk in blackness. We grope for the wall like the blind, and we grope as if we had no eyes. We stumble at noonday as at twilight. We are as dead men in desolate places. We all growl like bears and moan sadly like doves. We look for justice, but there is none, for salvation, but it is far from us. For our transgressions are multiplied before you, you being the Lord, and our sins testify against us, and our transgressions are with us, and for our iniquities we know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. The truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice. And I'm going to end with that. And you can finish reading in Isaiah 59. Brothers and sisters, this is the state of the world now. And there are less and less people who are seeking truth, less and less people who are seeking righteousness and seeking the Lord. So you prayer warriors out there, you've got a lot of praying to do, praying for your family, praying for your community, praying for your country. Let's continue to bring our prayers daily to the Lord about the state of the world, the state of our neighborhoods right now. Let's be praying for one another, and let's pray that righteousness, truth, and justice will once again start flooding the nations and flooding our lives.